descriptive names. If you think of a particular...
Giles, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
I'm Absolutely. Afraid it was, yes. There are 44 seconds still available, Giles. Will you tell us something now about the decathlon starting now?
What an extraordinary year this has been for me. First, the successful Love Island auditions for next season, and then I'm being invited to take part in the Isle of Wight decathlon, where my showing off as I did the discus push was considered completely remarkable by the people in Freshwater, who said, would you do the 100 metres hurdle? Because we would love to see those legs flying high, zealously. How exciting!
Paul Challenge.
I think it's the 110 metres hurdle in the decathlon.
It would have been had I finished the race, but yes. Unfortunately...
I think actually you've got a point, but I don't know whether technically he was deviating from the subject because he was giving his own crazy version
yes,
of
absolutely.
It.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll be fair, I give you a point for a correct challenge, but it can't take it away from you,
No, because
Giles.
It was a correct challenge.
I'm rather excited that you didn't feel that my succeeding in the Love Island auditions wasn't the deviation.
They put all sorts of stuff on telly these days.
So Paul gets a point, Giles gets a point, and Giles, you have another 19 seconds starting now.
The most challenging part of the decathlon for me was throwing the javelin, because it is a sharp, long instrument, and when you lift it, it is heavier than you might expect, and the thrusting of it into the air is an extraordinary thing if you don't let go. And this was the mistake that I made. Over I went, and then under, but eventually...
In his game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. It was Giles Brandreth, so he's in the lead. In fact, he's the only one to score it so far. Zoe Lyons, will you begin the next round? The subject here is Tupperware. Oh, will you talk on that if you can for 60 seconds? Starting now.
I love a bit of Tupperware. In fact, I came to the show this afternoon with a bit of Tupperware in my bag containing my sandwich, which I enjoyed on the train, which was surprisingly on time, which doesn't happen often in this country. So it's always advisable to take quite a lot of Tupperware with you if you are on a rail journey of any description going across the United Kingdom, because you never know when you're going to be caught short or delayed for whatever reason, perhaps just issues, or maybe... It would be snow, or it could even be leaves on the track. But you are fine because you are well stocked with Tupperware. Tupperware are like the socks of kitchen utensils. You never have a matching pair of lids and bases. They seem to disappear and dissipate within the cupboard. You'll have a square little round container and a round paper.
Well done, Zoe. You win for 51 seconds.
Oh, airtight.
But, Paul, you challenged first.
Well, repetition of round.
Yes, certainly. It was a correct challenge, Paul. Another point to you. The subject is Tupperware. 9 seconds to go, starting now.
There used to be a comic called The Rover, and in that there was a strip about Alf Tupper, the rogue athlete, and he would run around wearing particular suits, and these were known as Tupperware to his fans. They would point at him.
So Paul Merton was speaking as the whistle went, gained the extra point, and he's now equal with Giles Brandreth in the lead, and Tony Hawkes, we'd like you to begin the next round. Tying the knot. Talk about it and what it means in this game, starting now.
First of all, I'm delighted to be talking to you at last. I've had to wait 3 rounds before I could get involved. Thrilling it is, now I'm kicking off. Now, tying the knot is something that people are incredibly keen on doing, pledging some kind of alliance to each other. Personally, I think there should be different marriage vows that go something along the lines, do you take this person to be your lawful wedded wife or husband as long as it seems like a good idea? That way, we wouldn't have to go through this hideous ritual of getting divorced once we've found out they're not...
Paul, you challenge.
Well, divorce, you make divorce make it sound as if it's a necessary thing, a hideous ritual. When you get married, you don't necessarily get divorced, do you, Nicholas?
No, no, not necessarily. It's unfortunate. Sometimes it happens, yes.
I was going to go on and say, you go through this ritual once you discover, and I was about to explain...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't get there, did you?
No, because he buzzed.
Well, I was harsh on you the last time, you buzzed.
Honest, Nicholas, I don't think it's a very strong challenge.
So you don't want...
Brilliantly, Paul is giving me the benefit of the doubt.
Yes. Tony, there are 23 seconds and we're tying the knot, starting now.
My father was in the Merchant Navy and he would insist that my...